From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Navalny detained in Russia. Russian protesters in Vladivostok, Russia, as two young men are hauled away by police. Word is now that Russian police have detained opposition leader Alexei Navalny as he tried to leave his home ahead of a planned anti-Kremlin protest in Moscow. His wife called for the demonstration to go ahead all the same. Navalny, who is mounting a long-shot bid to unseat Putin in a presidential election next year, had called for mass protests in Moscow and other cities against what he says is a corrupt system of rule overseen by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reuters witnesses saw a police car leaving Navalny's apartment compound at high speed, followed a few minutes later by a minibus carrying around 10 policemen. Protests today are taking place throughout Russia. Ukrainians celebrated the first day of visa-free travel to the European Union and what President Petro Poroshenko called a final exit from the Russian Empire. The EU approved the arrangement last month after repeated delays since it was promised to cement ties with Kyiv in 2014. The fledgling party of France's new centrist president Emmanuel Macron is set for a landslide victory in parliamentary elections. Round one of the voting was Sunday. Monash University analyst Natalie Doyle explained the low voter turnout.
The impact, for example, that European economic and political integration has had on national politics. But there's also a more recent phenomenon, which is the complete collapse of confidence of the French electorate in the established party system.
The Conservative Republican Party and its center-right coalition held nearly 21% of the vote. The rightist National Front, 13%. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May, just off an electoral setback last week, announced changes to her cabinet days before her government embarks on Brexit negotiations with the European Union. The Prime Minister said she's trying to bring stability to the country following last week's election, in which her Conservative Party lost its majority status and now must seek a coalition with the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland.
That's what I've been doing today, putting together a cabinet that reflects the wealth of talent and experience across the Conservative Party, a cabinet that will get on with the job of government, that's about delivering a successful Brexit negotiations, and those negotiations start in a week's time.
May confirmed most of the ministers from her previous cabinet. Two close aides resigned on Saturday. Somali and U.S. military forces destroyed what the Pentagon called an al-Shabaab training and logistics ground in Somalia's middle Juba region. It said eight militants were killed. The strike took place about 300 kilometers southwest of the capital of Mogadishu. President Mohamed Abdul Hahi said the strike will disrupt the enemy's ability to conduct new attacks within Somalia. Qatar's finance minister expressed confidence in his country's ability to economically weather a diplomatic dispute with a group of countries that cut relations last week. Ali Sharif Al Amati said there are some challenges, but that Qatar is business as usual. Bahrain, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, who cut diplomatic ties last week, indicated some Qatari citizens may be allowed to stay. Hawass Takia is a political researcher at the Al Jazeera Center for Studies in Qatar.
It is complicated, and I think that it will be more complicated in the future. What is this kind of condition? You shut down your the channel of Al Jazeera, but you know we have the right to have our channels, Al Arabiya and others, and you cut relation with Iran, but we have a relation with Iran. The Emirate is the first commercial partner of Iran in all the region.
The nations that severed relations accuse Qatar of supporting Islamist militants in Iran. Qatar has called those charges baseless. Embattled Philippine troops struggling to force out Islamist militants from the southern city of Marawi raised the national flag for Independence Day today. Thousands of Philippine soldiers advised by U.S. Special Forces are locked in fierce combat with hundreds of insurgents who overran Marawi on May 23rd, flying black flags of Islamic State and using up to 2,000 civilians as human shields. And a strong earthquake rocked western parts of Indonesia's main island today, causing panic, but no immediate reports of damages or casualties. The quake shook wide parts of western Java Island, including the capital of Jakarta. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.